Ezekiel chapter 34, please, if you'd like to turn. And I wish you would. I want to read this chapter together in a moment in its entirety. I want to talk to you this morning by the grace of God, the ability God gives. And my purpose is to exalt Christ as our great and wonderful shepherd. We are in the hands of a shepherd. He's the shepherd of our souls. Like the sheep out in the pasture are the sheep of the shepherd. He cares for them, watches over them, takes care of them. I am thankful that the Lord often used natural things in his teaching to illustrate or teach spiritual things. He talked about a fisherman casting his net out and catching the fishes. And we know what that means. People in Israel truly knew what that meant because a lot of them made their living by fishing. And then he talked about a sower went forth to sow, and they knew exactly what he meant. And then he talks about often in the scriptures, Old Testament and New Testament, talked about the Lord is my shepherd. That's what I want to talk about this morning. Using things that we're so familiar with, things that the people in that day were so familiar with, it has a way of bringing the truth home right down here where we live. We understand it plainly and clearly, and we see it around us all the time. Sowing seed, catching fish, the shepherd and the sheep, and it's something they were so familiar with. Israel was a land of shepherds and sheep, shepherds and flocks, and they were so familiar with the term shepherd. And unlike many of us today, they understood clearly what it meant. A shepherd and his sheep. The sheep belong to the shepherd. And I want us to look at that a little bit today. But they knew all about sheep. They understood the necessity of sheep having a shepherd, having one who was honorable, faithful, wise, understanding, powerful. And they understood that quite well. Now, as we read this chapter together, in this hour, before God, I want you to see, first and foremost, the duties and responsibilities of shepherds. The duties and responsibilities of shepherds. Then I want you to see the blessedness of the sheep who have a good shepherd. All sheep don't have a good shepherd. But not only is the well-being, the very life of the sheep is in the hands of the shepherd. As David tells us on one occasion, he said, I was out shepherding my father's sheep. They were committed to my trust. And a bear came, and God delivered that bear into my hands. I stood between the sheep and that bear. Another occasion, there was a lion came. And that little shepherd lad stood between the sheep and that lion. And he said, God deliver that lion into my hands. The sheep's well-being, their very life, was in the hands of the shepherd. Now, this is something I want you to see, and I hope it'll stick in your mind real well. For your comfort, Christ's glory and your comfort. And that's this. Their honor, the shepherd's, is at stake. The shepherd's honor, we'll read it here in a moment. The shepherd's honor is at stake. Something happens to the sheep, I'll hold you accountable. And the Lord said concerning those false shepherds in his day, he said, you bear the greater condemnation. Sorry shepherds. Sorry shepherds. By wisdom, understanding, diligence, bravery, and power, they must keep charge, the charge that's committed unto them. Now let's read this chapter together, 34, all of it. And the word of the Lord came unto me, and we ought to be interested. This is not the word of some man. This is not the words of Ezekiel. This is the words of God that Ezekiel wrote. The word of God came to me, the Lord. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Well, we have so many in our day. You turn on the TV, different hours, and hear preachers in Houston and other places preaching to thousands of people, 30,000 in one coliseum, and then all out over the radio, and they're just feeding on the sheep. They're not feeding the sheep. They're not feeding the sheep. They're feeding off the sheep. They make merchandise of being sold. And our Lord said, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Is it not their job, their purpose, their calling to feed the sheep? You eat the fat. You clothe you with the wool. You kill them that are fed. But you feed not the flock. The distressed you've not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have you ruled the sheep. It's talking about pastors of people, leaders of people. And they were scattered, these sheep were scattered because there was no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. And my sheep wandered through all the mountains upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely, because my flock became a prey, my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd. Neither did my shepherds seek or search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of God. Hear the words of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, because I am against the shepherds. I am against the shepherds. And I require my flock at your hand. There is a charge committed to those who claim to be under shepherds, take care of God's people, feed God's people, pastor God's people. There are people committed unto them. Their responsibility is to feed and comfort the people of God, comfort the sheep. I'm against the shepherds. I require my flock at their hand, cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more. I'll deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them any more. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he's among his sheep that were scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they've been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. I'll bring them out from the people, gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land, feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and all the inhabited places of the country. I'll feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock. I'll cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I'll seek that which was lost, bring again that which was driven away, bind up that which was broken, strengthen that which was sick. But I'll destroy the fat and the strong. I'll feed them with judgment. As for you, O my flock, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, between rams and the he-goats. Seemeth it a small thing to you to have eaten up the good pasture, but you must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures, and to have drunk up the deep waters, but must foul the residue with your feet. And as for my flock, they eat that which you've trodden with your feet, they drink that which you've fouled with your feet. Therefore thus saith the Lord God unto them, behold, I will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle. And because you have thrust with your side and your shoulder and pushed all the diseased with your horns, you've scattered them abroad, therefore will I save my flock. They shall no more be a prey. I'll judge between my cattle, between cattle and cattle. I will set up one shepherd. Oh, thank God for this. I will set up one shepherd over them sheep, over my sheep. He shall feed them, even my servant David, he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God. My servant David, a prince among them, I, the Lord, have spoken it. And I will make with them a covenant of peace. And I'm not going to read the rest of this chapter. I've read a whole lot. I may refer to some of these remaining verses, but you get the idea that a sheep are committed to the trust of the shepherds, and they are responsible unto the owner of the sheep to take care of those sheep. God said, I hold you accountable. I take it out on you for what you've done to my sheep. Now, when David said in Psalm 23, one of the most familiar passages in all the Bible, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. He knew exactly what he was saying, and he said a mouthful. The Lord, if you can say that this morning with understanding from your heart, the Lord God is my shepherd. Well, you've said it all. Because he committed to taking care of you. He's not going to let anything happen to you that's not for your good and his glory. The Lord is my shepherd. What's going to happen tomorrow, you reckon, to me? I don't know. But I know this. The Lord is my shepherd. I'm in his hands. All of my enemies are under his control. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord has some sheep. He has a people in this world that he chose in Christ before the world was ever made. He has these sheep, and he's given them a shepherd. He has some sheep. He's given them a shepherd. He has committed these sheep unto this shepherd. If you don't take care of them, the shepherd's honor is at stake. The shepherd keeps the sheep. The sheep don't keep themselves. The shepherd keeps them. And he is an able and loving shepherd. The sheep are fully his responsibility. If they wander around diseased and starving and a prey for the wolves, it's a reflection upon the shepherd. He's not doing a good job. So Christ takes care of his sheep, and they trust him. And everything's working out quite well. Some shepherds lack the wisdom and the power and the diligence. They lack loving concern. They lack faithfulness. They don't care for their sheep. They just care for their own bellies and the profit they get. They feed themselves. But I want you to look just for a few minutes this morning at the wonderful shepherd we have if we're the sheep of God. The wonderful shepherd that we have. That great shepherd of the sheep. And as we read about him and think about him, and that's the purpose of meeting together and studying together and worshiping God, is to learn to trust him. As I tell you how great he is, how wonderful he is, how loving he is, how caring he is, lay down his life for you. Oh, we ought to trust him. We're committed to him. God gave him a sheep, and he's going to save them. First of all, he is a covenant shepherd. Verses 23 through 26. I will set up one shepherd over them. He shall feed them. Even my servant David, he shall feed them. He shall be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God. My servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it. I will make with them a covenant of peace. A covenant of peace. This covenant of peace that God's made with his people is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me show you. Look at Isaiah 42 just a moment. Isaiah 42. I, the Lord, verse 6, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness. Talking about Christ. I've called thee in righteousness. We'll hold thine hand, we'll keep thee, give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentile. He has given of God to us as a covenant. He stands between God and us. He establishes peace for us. Everything God requires of us, he's covenanted to fulfill it. Everything God requires of me, he took care of it. He fulfilled it, not in a mechanical way, but from the heart. He said, thy word, O God, is in my heart. Thy law is in my heart. And he served God with perfection from the heart all the days of his life and established peace between God and me because he was serving in my name and your name if you trust him. For his people, he was serving for his people. Oh, what a wonderful shepherd. If the shepherd fails, if the sheep are lost and scattered and torn, it's a reflection upon the shepherd. He didn't do a good job. If some of the sheep wander away and are lost forever, it's a reflection upon the shepherd. But I guarantee you this, none of his sheep will ever be lost. He finds them, brings them into the fold, and keeps them forever. Keeps them forever. You remember Luke 15? He had 99 in the shed, and he had one out lost in the mountain someplace. He left the 99 and went out into the mountains. And he searched him out and found him. And he picked him up and laid him on his shoulder and brought him all the way home. Rejoicing, rejoicing. He found his sheep that was lost. Our Lord does that. He finds all of his lost sheep. And he said there should be one fold and one shepherd. I bring them all home. He said in John 6, this is the will of God who sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing. Nothing. But raise him up again at the last day. Nothing. He's not going to lose anything. We don't keep ourselves. We couldn't keep ourselves. But I'll tell you, we have a shepherd. We have a shepherd. Let's praise his name. Let's give him glory. Let's worship him. This is a God-made covenant between the shepherd's based upon the shepherd's character and ability, not based upon anything in us. We're nothing but sin. But God covenanted with this shepherd to send him down here to save us and bring us home. And he won't lose a one. That's our trust. We trust in him. All of our faith and confidence is in him. The Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep. Our shepherd. The sheep's peace is the shepherd's work. The sheep's peace is the shepherd's provision. He sought it. He earned it. He worked it out for us. And he gives it to us. He applies it to us. He gives us peace through faith in his name. It's his work and his provision. He stands between the sheep and their enemies, conquering over every enemy. Conquering every enemy. Death, hell, and the grave. He is their physician. He heals their diseases. In him is their food and water and shade and shelter and rest. He's everything to the sheep. Makes them to lie down in green pastures. Leads them beside the still waters. He feeds them. He clothes them. He feeds them. He leads them. He protects them. And they say with joy in their hearts, and the more they understand it, the more joy they'll have and the more confident, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Number two, he is Jehovah's smitten shepherd. Before the foundation of the world, he was as a lamb crucified. The Lamb of God, the old Passover lamb of the Old Testament, was just a type of that one who was to come. He's the shepherd smitten. Smitten for the sheep. He said, no man takes my life from me. That's ridiculous, the very thought. But he said, I lay it down to myself. I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to get up and walk out of that grave. Take it up again. And the Lord loved me. The Father loved me. That great shepherd of the sheep. Look at Zechariah 13 just a moment. Haggai, Zechariah, chapter 13. Look just a moment. Verse 6. One shall say unto him, what are these wounds in thine hands? Then he shall answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. He was a shepherd who sacrificed himself to save the sheep, laid down his life to save the sheep. He stood before the great lion. He stood before Satan. Death, hell, and the grave conquered it all for the sheep. He died that they might live. He died that they might live. I lay down my life for the sheep. But now, according to this passage, he's a dead shepherd. He's a dead shepherd. Do the sheep no longer have a shepherd to guide them, to feed them, to care for them? You remember how confused they were, how fearful after the death of Christ? Yeah, he's also, this is my third, but he's a resurrected shepherd. He lay in that dead place. He lay in that borrowed tomb for 3 days. And then he woke up, came from the dead, sat up, folded his grave clothes, laid them aside, stood up and walked out. Stood up and walked out. You can trust him. Just as sure as he came forth from the grave, all of his people shall come forth from the grave. Every one of them. Every one of them. Every single one of them. He's a resurrected shepherd, Hebrews 13:20. Look at that. You want to read it? I'll read it to you. Hebrews 13:20. Great passage of Scripture. Here's what it says. Hebrews 13:20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, do what for us? Do what for us? Make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever and ever and ever and on forever. Amen. the great shepherd of the sheep. He works in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. He worked in our hearts repentance. He worked in our hearts faith, trust. He gave us the trust, the faith to trust him. I didn't have it before. I wasn't born with it. You weren't born with it. He gave it to you. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that faith is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And a lot of them boast in the faith they have, but not God's people. Not God's people. He's a resurrected shepherd. They're not without a shepherd. He didn't stay dead. He said, I have the power to lay my life down. I have the power to take it up again, too. A dying shepherd purchased their redemption, but a living shepherd makes the application to their hearts by the Spirit of God. Again, fourthly, he is a sovereign, gracious shepherd. Sovereign, gracious, full of grace and truth, but absolutely sovereign. Absolutely sovereign. Isaiah 40, 10 and 11. I think maybe we ought to look at that. At least write it down so you can read it when you get home. Isaiah 40, 10 and 11. Look what it says. Behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work is before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, carry them in his bosom, gently lead those that are with young. Oh, what a shepherd. I don't see any need in these sheep that our shepherd cannot fill. Fills all their need. The Lord is my shepherd. If that's true, I shall not want. Not anything that's for my spiritual good. Nothing. He won't permit it. I get to the place where I need some fresh waters. He give it to me. I need to feast once again on the bread of life. He give it to me. I need to rest. Lie down beside still waters. Lie down in green pastures. Infinite power and tenderness are combined in our shepherd to lead us, feed us, care for us in every way. He became one of us. He took our nature. He's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Our shepherd is. He knows what we need before we do. And he takes care of his people. He has the power, sovereignty, I say. Yeah, he has the power to conquer Saul of Tarsus. Going down the Damascus Road so angry, so full of bitterness and hatred. And he just turns on the light. He falls in the dust. Says, who is it, Lord? He said, it's Jesus of Nazareth whom thou persecutest. He said, what do you want me to do? He told him he did it. What a powerful shepherd. This sheep full of anger and bitterness, acting like a goat running around all over the country, killing Christians. And this shepherd just turned on the light and spoke to him. And he turned an enemy into a most loving, dedicated apostle. He did it. Preacher can't do that. Church can't do that. Only the shepherd can do that. That great shepherd of the sheep, our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what a shepherd. He has power to conquer Saul of Tarsus. Tenderness to console a dying thief on the cross. what a shipper. Lord, remember me. He said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Never a word of rebuke. I remember you. You'll be with me. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. That's our shepherd. And being sovereign and gracious, sovereign as well as gracious, he is a successful Savior. He never fails. Read the first few verses of Isaiah 42. He shall not fail to be discouraged until this whole thing's over. He bring it to pass. It's done. God gave him a covenant for the people. God said, if I said it, I'll do it. If I purpose it, I'll bring it to pass. That's our great shepherd, successful Savior. John chapter 10, verses 16, 27, 28. He said, I know my sheep. I love my sheep. I'm just paraphrasing. Lay down my life for my sheep. He said, I call them by name. Every one of them, he called them by name, and they all answer. They all answer the powerful, life-giving voice of the Son of God, that great shepherd of the sheep. He calls and they respond. He said, they hear my voice, and they know my voice, and another voice they never will follow. They follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. They'll never perish. Powerful, conquering shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ. He gathers them. He brings his sheep into the fold. He goes after the lost till he finds them. And he'll find every one of them. He won't miss a one. And he'll lay it upon his shoulders and carry it home. Carry it home. What a good place for a sheep to be. In the shepherd's hands. You here this morning who are really sinners. Death and hell and heaven are realities. Christ is real. And you can't find any better place. You wouldn't want any better place. That's the only place. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And there's none other name. What a good place for a sheep to be. The sheep's whole weight is upon the strong shoulders of the shepherd. The sheep's safety is in the hands of the shepherd. The sheep's health is all in the hands of the shepherd, that great shepherd of the sheep, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, these people who know him like that, their hearts should be happy. Their mind should be at rest and peace. Just relax and rest. Trust. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 42, he shall never fail to be discouraged. Isaiah 53:11, he shall see of the travail of his soul and be perfectly satisfied. All the Father gave me, I'm going to save him. I'm going to save him. I pray not for the world, John 17, but those whom he gave me out of the world. I'm going to save them. I'm going to bring them home. Matthew 1, the word came to Joseph through the angel and said, she shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. In the book of Luke, the angels came to the shepherds and said, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, Christ the Lord. He's not a would-be Savior. He's not a hope-to-be Savior. He's not a trying-to-be Savior. He is a conquering, successful, almighty Savior. He never fails. He never fails. He has power over all things. He has power over all flesh, that he might give eternal life to all of his sheep. And he shall. Somebody might be here this morning. I don't know. God knows. And if it's so, God did it. That you might be interested in having this shepherd to be your shepherd. Oh, I hope it's so. Without him, there's no hope. Without him, you're without God, without Christ, and without hope. But if you're interested in having him as your shepherd, he's a shepherd of the lost. He's a shepherd of sinners. He came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repent. Are you a sinner? Then he's just the shepherd for you. He's a suitable Savior for sinners. And the Bible says he calls his sheep by name, every one of them. Has he called you by name yet? You say, what do you mean? I mean sinner, guilty sinner, burdened and heavy laden with sin. Come to me, come to me, come to me. Do you hear his voice? Still small voice. I say this in closing. To myself, to each of you, to the lost. I say, lay all of your sins, all of your burdens, all of your guilt, all of your cares upon him. Upon him. And trust him. And trust him. Rest in him. Now, I'm going to sit down in this chair here, and the reason I'm going to try to sit down in this chair is because I believe it'll hold me up. I have that confidence that that chair is holding me up. It has many times before. I'll tell you what, if you can rest in Christ, he'll hold you up. You shall be saved. If anybody that believes on the Lord Jesus Christ shall be, not maybe, shall be saved. Shall be saved. Trust him. Okay, David.